What's up, y'all? It's Flying Squirrel. So I changed my mind on this Patty Pimblett versus Justin Gaethje match in two ways. One,
I don't care.
I do care about the fight. And two, I think Justin Gaethje beats Patty Pimblett. And I'm going to share with y'all why I think that. This came about when I was reading Bloody Elbow, looking desperately for something to talk about on YouTube. And Patty Pimblett, his reasoning for why he's so confident, it just tells me everything I need to know. So if we scroll down here, he's saying, I want to show everyone how good my striking is.
Oh my God.
Gaethje went life and death with Chandler as well. People can say Chandler's washed it all they want, but he went to a decision with Charles Oliveira 5 months before I fought him. People can just move the goalpost all they want with me. Right? Okay, so Patty's reasoning for being so confident in his striking is that Michael Chandler went life and death with Gaethje, and that Chandler's not washed because he went to a decision with Charles Oliveira. So he wants to show everyone how good his striking is. This right here is the end of Patty Pimblett. All right? This right here is the end of Patty Pimblett. And I understand why he's confident. He had an amazing win against Michael Chandler, and he is riding that momentum. Him and Dana White are riding that wave. He did great, man. He outstruck him in the first round. He stopped both his takedown attempts. He reversed him. He punished him with ground and pound. He finished him in round three. He stumbled him with a flying knee. But one thing that Patty Pimblett is not taking into account is that Michael Chandler had a different game plan with him than he did with Justin Gaethje.
Beato.
You know this? How? Hold on, bro. How?
Not to take away from Patty's win against Michael Chandler, but it was very clear that when Michael Chandler was fighting Patty Pimblett, he was not trying to strike him in round one or round two. Instead, he was trying to set up the takedown and was way more gun-shy than he typically is. You don't believe me, I have stats, right? Michael Chandler, he landed 5 significant strikes against Patty Pimblett first round. 5 significant strikes, 1 significant strike, okay? Now, this was a 5-round fight. So he was pacing himself, and his game plan was to shoot for these takedowns. Look how many takedowns he shot for. 7. He only got 4. Now, his game plan against Gaethje was to literally put on a gladiator match. And from the beginning of the fight, he was fighting like a bat out of hell. He was fighting like they locked him in a dungeon for 7 days, and then they just let him out into the octagon. Look at these stats right here. Michael Chandler, he threw 99 punches in the first round. Look at how different these stats are. This was also a 3-round fight. It was a gladiator match against Justin Gaethje. So you can't look at these fights and say, oh, look at how I outstruck him versus how Justin Gaethje outstruck him. Also, Justin Gaethje beat him. And so I went into this fight and I tried analyzing it. Bro, you cannot analyze this doggone fight. And you cannot use Michael Chandler as a one-to-one comparison on why your striking is all of a sudden going to be better than Justin Gaethje's striking. There's nothing to analyze here. This is purely animalistic. There's no intellectual activity going on in between these ears of Michael Chandler in this fight. Purely instinct and reaction. This fight was awesome, though. But I still think that Justin has the edge on Patty Pimblett in this fight in the striking. He also beat Rafael Fiziev, who, if they were in a striking-only match, Rafael Fiziev and Patty Pimblett, I'd pick Rafael Fiziev 10 times out of 10 against Patty Pimblett. If we look at people who actually beat Justin in the striking, you have Max Holloway and you have Charles Oliveira. Now, if we look at how they beat Justin Gaethje in the striking, hey, let's look at that as an example. Patty, hand sanitizer boy, I don't care. Max Holloway, it was a masterclass. It was like a 50-45 victory. But there was a few key reasons why he was able to dominate him so good. At the end of the first round, y'all remember, he hit him with a spinning back kick and broke his freaking nose, okay? So then after that, Justin Gaethje had a broken nose for 4 of those 5 rounds. Right after that, he poked him in the eye. Right after that, he poked him in the eye again. So you have 36-year-old Justin Gaethje with no eyes and no nose fighting against prime, like striking to like an autism savant level Max Holloway in a BMF title match on UFC 300. Of course he got done bad the way he got done bad. I'm not taking anything away from Max, but there are some keys on why he did that. And I think that Patty Pimblett does have a chance. That's how Patty Pimblett ultimately ended Michael Chandler, as he hit him with this flying knee and busted his face up, and then he was able to get him down on the ground, ground and pound him in the fight. So if Paddy Pimblett does that, I don't think Maxis was lucky. But if he gets him with a lucky shot, Justin Gaethje is not as sturdy and as rugged and as durable as he used to be. He's 39 years old now, which they love giving Paddy Pimblett 39-year-old fighters. I think that's Paddy Pimblett's path to victory. Lucky shot, not in the striking. You're not going to outstrike Justin Gaethje. But maybe you can land a knee. Maybe you can land a spinning back kick. Maybe you can catch him with something, break down his aging body, and then get him to the ground. But here's another thing that worries me about how Paddy Pimblett might beat him. As we look at the training camps, there's just a stark difference. This is where Justin Gaethje trained. And I've always had a problem with this. I've always had a problem with how nice Justin Gaethje's gym is. How do you train at a place like this? Looks like a spa. In his training video, there's literally massage chairs when he walks into this gym to this amazing gym. There's no sweat. There's no like posters on the wall. There's no rust on the metal. This is where Justin Gaethje's training. Meanwhile, where is Paddy Pimblett training? He's training with just the common folk of Liverpool. I train with 100 Scousers. We fill up the gym with 100 Scousers and we do King of the Hill, mate. And then after that, we go to a pub and eat burgers. So when I look at this, I'm like, dang, Paddy Pimblett is training way harder than Justin Gaethje. He's mentally, I think, a lot hungrier, although Justin Gaethje has more to fight for in this fight. He knows this is his last shot to get the belt. But you know what? As I was watching Justin Gaethje film and as I was watching Paddy Pimblett film, the biggest thing that makes me say that Justin Gaethje, and I'm saying 99%, I'm not going to say 100%, I'm saying 99%, because there is a 1% chance that Paddy gets the lucky shot, takes him down, chokes him out, right? But the biggest reason why I cannot pick Paddy Pimblett is you see who Paddy Pimblett has fought and you see who Justin Gaethje has fought. Justin Gaethje literally fought Khabib. Justin Gaethje literally fought Charles Oliveira, Dustin Poirier, Michael Chandler. He's fought all these people. As I watch all these fights, I notice one clear thing, that he dropped Max Holloway. Nobody does that. He dropped Charles Oliveira, not once, but twice. He dropped Rafael Fiziev. He dropped Michael Chandler. Okay, so you are going to try and show off your striking. This guy, who we've never seen you put on a striking masterclass, and if we did, it was against 38-year-old Michael Chandler after hitting him with a flying knee and when he had a game plan of not striking with you. You are going to outstrike Justin Gaethje. You are. And you're telling me that I'm supposed to believe that Paddy Pimblett has better striking and he can outstrike a guy who's only been outstricken by Max CT Tism savant level striking? Like, are y'all riding this train with me? Are y'all on the same subway? You're telling me Paddy Pimblett has better striking than Max Holloway and he has the power to knock him down like Charles Oliveira? I could be with you if you told me that he has similar grappling to Charles Oliveira. But does he have similar grappling to Khabib? No, he does not, dude. Do yourself a favor. Watch the Khabib versus Justin Gaethje fight again. Justin Gaethje landed some heavy shots on Khabib. And Khabib was taking that fight so serious. If you remember that, Khabib was like, oh, Justin Gaethje, he's very, very tough opponent. This is not a joke. I am training very hard. Very serious about this fight. He's a very good fighter. Very good fighter. Probably bad impression just now, but hey, if Khabib was taking him dead serious, if Charles had to reach into the favelas and go, like, we've never seen Charles fight like that. Like, Charles was pissed off. Pissed off Charles Oliveira, avenging his father, Khabib Nurmagomedov, and then prime Max Holloway. You think Paddy Pimblett is going to beat this Justin Gaethje? He's not. I'm putting 99% chance Justin Gaethje beats Paddy Pimblett this weekend at UFC 324, 325, whatever it is, Paramount Plus. I got my subscription. Let me know if y'all got your subscription. Let me know what you guys think. I'm pretty confident in this pick. And if I'm not, I look forward to having all the Scousers and the UK guys in my comments telling me that I'm stupid. I know nothing about the sport. Like and subscribe if you want to like and subscribe. I would say follow me on Instagram, but they took my Instagram down. Baby update. he's 2 weeks old today, and he's looking good. We're getting better at the feeding burping method. There was a few days in there where it was getting rough, where he would just cry instead of burping. But we're getting, me and his mom are getting it down, where you can't lay him down on his back after he drinks his bottle. You got to keep him upright and you got to keep him relaxed. So if he starts pouting, starts crying, you got to say, hey, you calm him down. Because if he starts crying, he's not going to be able to burp. Anyways, I'll see you guys later. Peace.